The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, live in effect, 1040 O Street. A little underrated NBA superstar. Forgotten about segment from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. I always, you know, when Coach Bird was came in from the Supernovas, big shout out to Supernovas as well. Well, you know, we're a flagship station. She's a Jordan fan. I was talking about, when the Bulls, when they beat Portland. I was like, Kevin Duckworth, right? Mm-hmm. But people don't realize that when I talk about players that kind of are just kind of glossed over, and it's, there's a lot of great NBA players, but they had a power forward by the name of Buck Williams. And when you talk about being explosive at 6'8", built, you know, just like a chiseled, but was a 1A scorer before he went to Portland. And then he was a phenomenal rebounder because, you know, you got to think he was rookie of the year, three-time All-Star, All-NBA, All-Defense as well when he was with the Nets. Averaged 16 points, 12 rebounds, two blocks a game. And you think about Mark Aguirre, right, where he was kind of like one of those guys where we talked about whether it's points versus championships, right? He played at DePaul, which, believe it or not, you people out there, back in the day, DePaul was a very well-respected, good, and great basketball school. He gets drafted. He's down with the Dallas Mavericks, and he was one of those guys that was always in all the basketball cards. But he was putting up phenomenal numbers. But he was had to be just a one-man wrecking crew. Mm-hmm. Well, then Detroit makes a trade for him. He goes to the Bad Boys. He fits right in. Then he becomes a sixth man. So you kind of get swept under the rug. But guess what? He's like, you know what? I did what I need to do. Now I'm going to win championships. You got to think of guys like Adrian Dantley. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Adrian Dantley. Now he's done really well in the NBA. Played for the Jazz as well. Kind of scored a ton of points. Got a championship. And owns a ton of apartment buildings and houses in Baltimore area. That's where he's from. Guess what he does? School crosswalk officer.
Hey, chilling. Look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Giving back to the community.
Look at that. Right, yeah. Good for you, Adrian.
And you got to think, you got to think of a guy even like a Jack Sigma. People don't really. Now, listen, before we had the Timberwolves, I'm getting all these games up in Minneapolis. I'm watching the Bulls all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the Milwaukee Bucks. Jack Sigma was cold-blooded. 16 points, 10 boards. Four assists, one steal, one block a game. Cold-blooded, Jack Sigma. Clyde Drexler, I think he broke through and got his championship. Sidney Moncrief. You know where he went to school?
I did at one point, I forget.
Arkansas. Mm-hmm. The original Razorback.
Okay, yeah. There he is. Original
and then, Razorback. I always talk about, I'm always a big Laker fan. I've been a big Laker fan. I always tell, the Magic Man, I love Magic. But Michael Cooper is one of my favorite players. Cooper Loop. That's what he's called me and my aunt. And
Action
stuff.
Jackson on the text line. Yeah. Threw him out there.
Yeah, Michael Cooper. You got to think even a guy like Mark Price for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cold-blooded. Mark Price. I mean, hey, listen, you talk about assist to turnover ratio and scoring point guard. He was probably a little bit more of a scoring threat than John Stockton. Mm-hmm. Right? Same build, but yeah. Cold-blooded. Underrated. Larry Nance was cold. And then the guy that right here, listen, he had the Bernard King. was flat out unstoppable. He was so good, Curtis Blow put him in the rap basketball.
It's true.
Yeah, New York. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing about Bernard King. And they asked him, and he, you know where Bernard King went to school?
Oh, I should. I don't. Off the top of my head.
Tennessee. Do you know who his teammate was?
No.
Ernie Grunfeld or whatever.
Oh, from, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they were two teammates. Huh. And it was crazy because, you know, Tennessee was not the best place for African Americans then, but those two really took Tennessee and put them on a national map. Here's the greatest thing, a great story about Bernard King. They asked him when he was, this is when he was really killing folks and, you know, scoring 30 points a game. He said that when he would train, he would put 9 spots where he would train. Mm-hmm. And that's all he did. Mm-hmm. And he had, say he had 4 basic moves, right? So he would just get to those spots and do those 4 moves. He's like, if I got to this spot, I know it was 2 points. And that's how simple he kept it. And then that was before they had all the sports medicine and stuff. He had a little bit of knee injury, came back though, and still was a prolific scorer. We're going to get to some of the guys text lines, right? Dalton says, my man Glenn Rice, cold-blooded. Big. You talk about the first big, tall, I wouldn't even call him a stretch 4, more of a 3, but matchup problem, Glenn, especially when he was with the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. When they first came out with NBA Jam. Glenn Rice.
Terry Porter.
Defensive stopper, too. Here's another guy for our Denver Nuggets fans. Alex English. Mm-hmm. Was just up in Denver, just destroying people up there.
Buckets after buckets.
Yes, and he was good. And he was the first kind of, not first, but him and George Gervin, slender, 4s, could go to the rack, explosive, but could kill you with the mid-range. Here's a really good one. Unknown texter, 4979. Michael Redd.
Oh, yeah.
Lefty, yeah. Right? Lefty, yeah. Yeah. Action Jackson, of course, it says Michael Cooper, defensive guru of the team. And yes, and he could throw down the dagger from downtown. Not occasionally, all the time.
What do you think Michael Cooper shot from 3-point range in his career?
I don't think it was very high.
What do you think?
35%. That's being nice.
Okay, Michael Cooper shot 34% from 3 in his career.
But in big time, he was there.
34 is not bad for that era either.
No. Sean Kemp. Yes. People think Sean Kemp was just a dunker. He could score. Kevin Johnson of the Phoenix Suns. He's a senator, or he's a mayor, I think, of Sacramento or something.
Kevin Johnson or Dennis Johnson?
Kevin Johnson from the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Is the mayor of Sacramento or something like that.
Dang.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Glenn Big Dog Robinson was just a bucket from the time he was playing AAU to college. He was doing work. Mm-hmm.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He has a beef with Stephen A. Smith, though.
He does.
And he said he ain't letting it go.
No.
Yeah. And that's real, though. That's not like...
That's not on air.
Yeah. That's
man,
yeah,
man.
And I think it's for life. Joakim Noah. Yeah, I think... you know what? Here's one also. Rasheed Wallace.
Rasheed.
And I think only the thing about Rasheed that heard, he argued... It'd be like 1 minute in the game. And you know what the best thing, here's the thing. I remember when he was with Portland, and then when they tricked it, got tricked off against the Lakers. It was like 1 minute in the game, somebody else got a foul, and he just going off on the ref. Now,
talk about beef.
But he always said that the refs were on the take, and then when that Donahue thing came out, he's like, I told you so. And so, you know what? You know, more power to him. Yes, right here. Tom Chambers had probably one of the most iconic dunks of all time. That was when the Phoenix Suns used to play in like what it seemed like a high school gym, right? And he dunked on somebody. I don't know if he was with the, because he played with the, I don't know. I think it was when he was with Phoenix Suns, but I know he played with the Seattle Supersonics before that. They got Dan Majerle. Here's another one too from the Dallas Mavericks for you Dallas Mavericks fan. Roy.
On Mark Jackson?
Yeah, I think it was, he killed him. Roy Tarpley was cold-blooded too. David Robinson, the Admiral. Here's another one that's not on the text line. Terry Cummings. Rest in peace, Terry Cummings. Terry Cummings was cold-blooded. There's a lot of great NBA players that came through that were really good players.
Chris Mullin, is he properly appreciated or underappreciated?
Probably underappreciated. All of Mitch Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those, Run TMC.
Tim Hardaway.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talks about Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson's crossover was a long crossover. Tim Hardaway would break you down.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tim Hardaway, for sure, those three. They got Downtown Freddie Brown. You got a lot of great players that were, that just kind of, forgotten about, but as this era of these continued, like high school kids coming in and all this other stuff, there's a lot. I mean, listen, one guy right now, I would tell you, if he did not get hurt, this is the honest to God truth. I don't know if I don't know if you would not be talking about Jordan as much. I know you wouldn't be talking about Kobe as much. That's Grant Hill.
Yeah.
Was flat out unstoppable. And you talk about what they're doing now, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, steals. Alonzo Mourning.
Ooh, so, yep.
Yes, Alonzo Mourning was one of my favorite players. But what Grant Hill did to him, have you seen that?
Yes.
See, and that's
disrespectful.
That's what I always tell people. Do not let the light skin fool you. Alonzo Mourning, it was light skin on light skin crime. And Grant Hill said, listen, I'm tired of this. Just dunked on that man and just ended the series. Allen Houston.
That's right, yeah.
I mean... Mm-hmm. More of a mid-range, a great shooter from the... You know where he went? Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee again. Yeah. That's right.
You got my man Stevie Francis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when Stevie Francis...
Steve Francis tie for Rookie of the Year voting with in 2000?
It was 2000?
2000.
I don't know.
It's the most recent tie in first place NBA Rookie of the Year voting.
I have no idea.
Went to Duke.
Was it...
Wasn't NBA GM.
Yeah. He was at Philly's GM. Elton Brand.
Elton Brand.
Yeah. Elton Brand was cold-blooded.
Mm-hmm. Low-key, young Andre Iguodala was that dude.
Yes.
He became a role player, but in Philly.
In Philly, he was that. He was
cold.
Right? And that's how it happens. You're on a not-so-good franchise or team, and you're that dude. You got to think even somebody... Let's not forget, Tracy McGrady, if he didn't get hurt... Was flat out unstoppable. Now, Kobe said he didn't work hard and
Raptors
all that.
Raptors Tracy or Houston Tracy?
All of them. When he was in Houston, that's when he was really that dude. The funny story about Jeff Teague and Tracy McGrady. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
He's like, who this whole old dude right here? Vince Carter. Those two together. When Toronto first, when they first got together, they had those ugly uniforms. They made a deep run. They were in the East Finals against Philly. And you got to think, somebody mentioned, Penny Hardaway, B.J. Armstrong was cold-blooded. Yes, Drazen Petrovic. Petrovic, rest in peace, car accident.
Danny Manning with two knees.
Yeah. Danny Manning in Miracles. Page Stojacevic was good, too.
His kids might be transferring to Kentucky.
Yes, I was saying that. Yeah, he's from Stanford. And I know he didn't get to play. He didn't get to play in the NBA because... I think that at that time, is Russia still a communist country?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, back then, they were really like locked down. Was Arvydas Sabonis.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't come play pros. Right?
Yeah. He got over eventually, but not in his prime.
No, but it was. Yeah. So, I'm going to put him in there just because. There's a lot of great players.
Paolo Marc Gasol.
Oh, yeah. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And just. Probably Mark definitely gets glossed over being in Memphis, small market and one winning much. Defensive, great defensive player, a really good kind of, I'll say this, like a bootleg version of the Joker. Because he could pass, and he was at the top of the key. They used to run the offense through him late in his career.
Interesting middle ground between Joker and Brook Lopez.
That's exactly. That's a great point there, because they used to run the offense through him because, remember, they had Zebo underneath, and so he was the inside. They would run the high-low and give people fits. You show up to you go down to Memphis and start listening to trap music or whatever it is and get out and get barbecue. You go get barbecued that next night against those two. So Larry Johnson, before, you know, had the back injuries, phenomenal. A Nebraska basketball fan, Avery Johnson, was a solid point guard. You know what? We're going to take a quick break. And Tony Kukoc in there. Yeah. Augie, the X-Man. Xavier McDaniel. Yes, exactly. We're going to take a quick break, come back. I want to tell a cool story about Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson told me one time about the willingness to do something that you normally wouldn't do in order to become a winner. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.